the trip to Minnesota all about?
Blog Talk Radio.
Real belief that they also need to be able to persuade voters.
Biden held a town hall last night in Pennsylvania. The Trump administration is banning transactions on TikTok and WeChat effective Sunday. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risks to our national security. White House coronavirus testing coordinator Admiral Brett Giroir says the apparent disconnect between President Trump and CDC Director Robert Redfield is overblown.
The CDC director was correct that widespread use of a vaccine, hundreds of millions of people, will probably not happen until mid-next year. But the point that I want to emphasize is we could immunize 5 or 10% of the population and get 90% of the benefit.
Giroir tells ABC's Good Morning America that immediately vaccinating the vulnerable, like nursing home residents or teachers, could be enormously beneficial. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is stripping convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein of the prestigious CBE honor that he received. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hey, it's Kristen Rauffinkfeiner of Breaking Through. I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you listen to our show. We're on Mondays at 5 a.m. It's a show that tackles the top topics facing our nation and gives you, yes, you, ways to take action, ways to make your voice heard, ways to create change, ways to lift our nation and protect democracy. Again, Mondays at 5 a.m., we have fabulous guests, we have fabulous ideas, and a conversation that you're going to want to join. Talk with you soon.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Friday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today, showers at times, maybe a possible thunderstorm or two. We'll still also have widespread smoke, so if you have your masks handy, they will help. High temperatures around 66 degrees today. Clouds and light showers will hang around for this evening. Lows dropping down to about 61. For the weekend, mostly cloudy skies for Saturday with a few light rain showers and some clear breaks. Highs around 67. Sunday, partly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. Highs around 70.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Epchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We're so grateful you've joined us here today. You might be listening live on 1150 AM KKNW, or perhaps live on Transformation Talk Radio. And you might be listening after the fact on one of the dozens of podcasts that sends up, or on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever you're joining us from today, I think you're going to be grateful you're here. Because we have, one of my favorite guests. He's been a guest a few times over the 8 years I've been doing a show, and he's amazing. But before I introduce him, I want to say hello to the people behind the technology. I want to acknowledge Olivia on the Transformation Talk Radio end of things. Hey, Olivia.
Hey, Christine. How are you?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Just trying to breathe out here, you know?
Yes, it's been an interesting week and a half. And hello to Benny and the KKNW studios. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm trying to blow the smoke away from you. Is that helping at all? Okay, I guess not.
No, I'm afraid not, Benny.
Right, I'm full of something, but maybe not hot air. So there we go.
Not enough of the hot air.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, there was that. I knew it.
And it's, you know, I'm up in the islands right now, and things are starting to get a little better. It's funny because when you go from the hazardous range of the air pollution values down to merely unhealthy, It's like, woo, you know, I can go outside for 5 minutes now.
It's literally like the one time we're actually looking forward to the rain.
Exactly, yeah. And rain and some wind would be good, too. And I apologize. We should all apologize to those who are living in the Midwest, because they're getting it next, unfortunately. But hopefully it won't dissipate it some by then. I'm excited about our show today. We're going to be talking about growing big dreams. And what a better, can there be a better time to create something new and better and, you know, before unimagined than now? It's going to be kind of interesting because we're going to be looking at this sort of the manifestation or the creation, which is, I think, a more preferable word for me, to create something new in a very unusual way. And our guest today, oh my goodness, I adore him. He's Robert Moss, and he's been a dream traveler since doctors pronounced him dead when he was 3. From his experiences in many worlds, he's created the School of Active Dreaming, and we're going to talk about active dreaming. And he has written many books. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He has lectured all over the world and run workshops and really imaginative workshops. And he has written numerous books, Conscious Dreaming, the Secret History of Dreaming, Dreaming a Soul Back Home. That was a really good one. The Boy Who Died and Came Back. Sidewalk Oracles. Oh, gosh, so many good ones here. Mysterious Realities. And he's got a new book out, and I'm so grateful to have him here to talk about it. Growing Big Dreams, Manifesting Your Heart's Desires Through 12 Secrets of the Imagination. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Robert Moss. Hi, Robert.
Good to be with you, Christine and Benny and Olivia. Good to be dreaming with you, finding our way through the smoke.
You know, Robert, you've got this very impressive biography, but really, I think that the best thing I can say about you is you are the most fascinating person I've ever met.
You're a woman of great taste and discernment. I love you, Christine. It's great. Keep it coming.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's so fascinating to look at the world through the lens of your eyes. And it's kind of this fun way of reorienting our perspective towards truth. And one of the things I love about you is you don't just talk about the dream world in our sleeping state, but you bring that, I guess, through active dreaming into the waking state. Why is it right now, with all that's going on in the world, why is it important that we start focusing more on the active dreaming?
Well, let me give you a very simple example from this morning. I like news stories. It's a very small dream story from my life. It's tiny. I wake at 2:30 and I'm laughing and I'm happy and I feel refreshed and I feel strong and I feel really, really well, better than I've done for weeks with all this oppressive situation we're in. What have I done in my dream? Nothing much. It doesn't sound like anything much at all. I've been at a resort hotel, somewhere like that, upscale bar and grill. I have a cheeseburger, which I don't eat very often in ordinary reality, perfectly fine cheeseburger. I have a view of the sea. I'm with a male companion. We go down to a party room where a nice, elegant party is going to be underway, and there's a waiter in a white jacket, and he hands me what I think is a gin and tonic and an extra glass of ice. So I've got my two hands full of these flared glasses. I say, I've got something to do with my hands. And he starts laughing. He's gay. He thinks I'm teasing and flirting with him. I wake up in this ridiculous, tiny little dream. Oh, I didn't kick that way. No, just I didn't kick that way. So I wake up laughing and think, that was really fun. And I'm thinking, one thing to know about dreaming right now is you can have a getaway. You can have a dream getaway. You know, if you can get to the island, great. If you can't physically get to the island, in your dream, maybe you can get to the island. I think I was actually back in my native Australia last night. I'm not quite sure. But I'm thinking, as I come back as refreshed and happy as you would feel after just a fun outing, innocent outing, perfectly charming outing. Yes, you have your cheeseburger. Yes, you have gin and tonic. But that's about as complicated as it got. I felt so good. And I thought, here's one of the things we need to know right now, whatever our circumstances. Dreaming, you can travel without leaving home. You can give yourself a break. You can have some fun. You can go visit someone on the other side of the world. Go visit the friend or the lover you're not able to see. And, of course, you can travel to other worlds, worlds where strange and mysterious things happen and have adventures there. But the other thing which you introduced me by saying is this. You can look at the world all around you as a dream, full of symbols, full of signs. Right. Full of nods and nudges and winks and secret handshakes from the larger reality. So although I'm not getting out and about as much as I typically did before the pandemic, whenever I go out the door, I'm alert to what the world is giving me. That kid's chalk drawing on the sidewalk. You know, that snatch of music from the car going by, that overheard bit of conversation, the crow tapping on the window, or talking from the tree, which you got just before we started. The crow is a
And it was so unusual because I've never had a crow tap on my window ever. And there it was sitting on the edge of the window right next to where we're filming this. And it was insistently tapping on the window, and I stood up and walked over there, and then it flew away, and it's sitting up in the tree right now.
Yeah.
So we've got this crow, and I think of the crow as something that goes between the worlds, that it lives in both the imaginal realm, the ethereal realm, and our reality of 3D.
Well, that's a very good reading of what tapped you. You know, in Mexico, if you're going to become a presidential candidate, you are tapado, you are tapped. Christine, if I'm looking at you, I'm saying you are tapped for this interview. And my goodness, got you off onto a wonderful role of association. The crow and the raven are messengers of great importance in so many traditions. I mean, in the Iroquoian tradition of the native people in the Northeast where I live, the crows are the messengers. They're the ones who help Hiawatha, the real Hiawatha, to find and confront and break the power of the evil tyrant who's taken possession of the world in the dark time. The crows are the ones who know where to go. They get the good guys where they need to go to break the spell of an evil sorcerer whose tongue goes and grabs people's minds. Does that sound relevant? I'm not being political here, but it does sound somewhat relevant. So when I think about the indigenous beliefs and traditions of the people of the place where I live, the crows have that importance, and the crows and the ravens can come and go from dark places. Yes, they are messengers between the worlds. When I train people to do conscious dreaming in the sense of putting your mind into a different state, going to a different place, seeing across time maybe going into the realm of the dead or alive, things like that, I will often invite them to connect consciously with the crow or the raven and borrow their vision and borrow their night sight and borrow their flying ability in order to make a conscious, it's a rather shamanic journey in the imagination to see things that you can't see with ordinary eyes. So for all of these reasons, I'm delighted that the crow came to you just before we started talking today. Tap, tap, tap.
Right. And I think that it was also coming to you because it was right before our interview. And so it's symbolic of the importance of what it is you do.
Yes. Yeah, great. It's wonderful.
So
that's an example of the dream coming after you in ordinary life. I mean, let me just say generally about all of this. We all understand now we need sources and resources and tools and places of sanctuary and refuge and help beyond the ordinary to get through this. I mean, there's nowhere safe on the planet for anyone sane right now. There's absolutely nowhere safe in any respect on the planet. So where do we find our safety? Where do we find our compass? Where do we find our navigational ability? I would suggest that the tools of dreaming, or what I call active dreaming, which involve not only listening to your sleep dreams, but learning to dream consciously, learning to use your imagination, and learning to look at the world around you as in the play of signs and symbols and synchronicity of the waking dream, these are all things that are needed more urgently now than ever. Apart from anything else, entertainment, for a quick getaway overnight, for a vacation, for destination travel, but for so much more. For maybe remembering that there's a secret logic, a secret order of events, that despite everything, there's some purpose or meaning to your life, and that you might be given the tools to get you through. So that's what the new book is about, and that's what the whole approach is basically about.
And the timing is absolutely perfect, of course. And one of the things I've connected this with is the fact that so many people are having issues sleeping through the night. The whole pandemic, whether you believe it's significant or not, because it has altered society so much, because things aren't so-called normal, people are having a hard time processing their fear. People are having a hard time kind of processing dissonance, adjusting to new ways of living. So how is it we can take advantage of that insomnia?
Well, you don't have to have insomnia if you recognize that you might have more freedom in how you schedule your sleep-wake cycle today than you had before. So many people are working from home, so many people are working remotely. It is easier if we make the choice, for many of us, to decide